I got an elk down there, right in the center of the screen. Good size one too. It hasn't seen me yet.
This is Andy.
It's looking the other way right now.
He's crouched behind a bush on the edge of a meadow in Gifford Pinchot National Forest. It's Washington State, about 3,500 feet above sea level. There's still snow on the ground. And there, in the middle of the meadow, is an elk.
I have been waiting for this for so long.
Andy isn't a hunter. He's a photographer and a self-proclaimed outdoors guy. And this meadow is one place he keeps coming back to. A few weeks ago, we told you about some of the places that we like to return to over and over again. And today, we are going to hear from you about all the special corners that you've discovered in your own communities. Everywhere from Salt Lake City to France to Istanbul to the shade of a gigantic oak tree. All of that after this.
This is amazing.
If you're looking for a place where the wide open skies and the towering mountains inspire you to find an untapped part of yourself, you might want to take a trip to Wyoming. It's a place where bold, curious spirits forge their own way on all types of adventures. There is no shortage of iconic, expansive landscapes out there. You can discover breathtaking hikes, stunning state parks, authentic Western culture, and other historic sites, along with the tales of famous outlaws like Butch Cassidy and pioneers like Buffalo Bill Cody. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The first voicemail we got is from a listener named Paula. Paula moved to France a couple of years ago from Brazil. The place she wanted to tell us about is somewhere that she and her dog, Georgia, went to a lot when they just arrived and were still getting to know the neighborhood.
So the place I always return to is called Dr. Calmette Street here in Brittany, France. And I guess I don't go back there so often anymore. I used to leave work here at 11 p.m. and we'd go out for a walk. And it's a place that connects me with the creature I love the most in my whole life. And also to this freedom that I didn't have in Brazil of just being able to go out at night it doesn't matter what time, and I just feel completely safe and completely at home. And maybe you can hear the bees. Well, when I left home at around midnight, there were no bees, but they're here now, so I feel lucky to have them. It's just this beautiful street with lots of beautiful trees and lots of like small works of art. There was an artist that used to live there, and he'd try to convince all the artists in town to paint a small section of the street. And actually, I got to meet this artist when I got here. It's gonna turn sad now. I'm so sorry about that. But actually, this artist passed away last year. He got he died from cancer, and my dog has also passed away. And that's why I think it's hard for me to return to this place. But at the same time, there's so much joy impregnated in these walls, the asphalt and everything, that it's hard not to smile. Maybe it was hard. Maybe I wanted to cry for a long time, but now, this exercise has made me revisit the place and I just wish you could see the grin on my face right now, because there's so many good memories. So, well, they say bees are messengers from the other world. So I'll just leave you a couple of seconds with the bees and I'll be off.
Hello, this is Colby Howell. I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah, and the place I keep coming back to is the Salt Lake City Cemetery. It's actually a very large cemetery up on the bench. Not a lot of people go there, and there's trees and hills, and I see foxes and owls, and it's just the most beautiful, like, secretive spot. I go there every chance I get. Thanks, guys. I love the show.
Hi, my name is Dari Buscarin. I'm a listener. And the place that I always go back to is this one specific hill in Istanbul, which is where I live. Whenever life feels crazy or I'm just stressed out and need a minute to myself, I come here, and it's this tiny strip of land. There's tree. Oh, there's people behind me. Hold on. It's like this hill. It's this tiny strip of land behind the old Ottoman cannonball factory. And it's kind of perched on, it's kind of, this hill is sort of created by this, probably an Ottoman wall. It's sort of falling down and they have a gate around part of it now. But it's this old stone wall. And on top of it, the hill just kind of keeps going up. And there's fruit trees here and like grass that people sit on and drink beer on the weekends. But when I'm stressed out, I come here and I watch the boats, because from here you are looking out onto the Bosphorus Strait. It's like one of the busiest waterways in the entire world. And you can watch all these ferries and, you know, kind of crisscrossing because people are going to work. And then you see these big cargo ships and oil tankers from all over the world passing through. And the breeze comes up and it smells like the sea and there's seagulls and it's just magical. And then you like look across the way and you see the old Ottoman palaces and you see the Hagia Sophia. You look at all of these ancient things that people built, and you look at the city and people going to work and going about their days. And it kind of gives you this sense that like this too shall pass, you know? You can come here and remember that this world has been through pandemics and wars and the ends of empires, and we're human, we're resilient, and I think that these things remind us of that.
Hi, my name is Benjamin, and I'm calling about a place that I regularly visit. Oddly enough, I'm here right now taking my lunch break. It's Elmwood Park in Omaha, Nebraska. I just recently moved back from 20 years in California and Colorado, dedicated my life to cannabis, and when I realized that I would not be a cannabis owner, I kind of spent a long time trying to figure out what the hell I was going to do. And at 40 years old, that's kind of a tough thing to do. But I did end up getting into tree work, thanks to all my knowledge of plants from the weed plant. And my first time back in Omaha, I was walking around Elmwood Park, and I discovered a champion swamp white oak tree, which a champion tree is the biggest tree in the state. Of that species, or, you know, particular family species. So it just floored me, and it really made me think of how these trees are just so important in our lives. Nobody pays attention to them. I have never really known what any of these trees were until this most recent trip coming back, where I've got this arbor experience and I'm looking at all these trees and I am just flabbergasted that I spent so much time in this park with all these beautiful trees and I really not really had a great relationship with them because I didn't even care to know what they were all about. I just knew that they were trees and they're in the park. When I came to town when my grandma died, I was in this park and I wrote her little goodbye letter that nobody has seen. There's also the swimming pool that was the first pool that I swam in, first body of water I was in when I moved here from Hawaii when I was 6. There's the university over on the other corner where I got my college degree. There's the Elmwood Park Golf Course where I did a lot of cross-country skiing. Probably the only place I've ever cross-country skied, actually. Elmwood Park is just a special place to me. I've always come here to think. My degree was in English and writing, and I did a lot of reading and a lot of writing in this park for a lot of different reasons. Elmwood Park is amazing, and trees are amazing, and I think we're lucky to have them. I mean, all the things they do for us, and they don't expect anything from us.
Thank you so much to everybody who called to tell us about the places that they return to. And as a reminder, you can call and leave us a voicemail anytime at 315-992-7902. Beware, the machine will cut you off after about 3 minutes. So you can also email voice memos to us at hello@atlasobscura.com. That's hello@atlasobscura.com. We love hearing from you, and we especially love hearing recordings of the places that you're calling from. So please get in touch. Our podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. This episode was produced by
Sarah Wyman,
Chris Naka.
The production team includes
Doug Baldinger,
Camille Stanley,
Willis Ryder Arnold,
Manolo Morales,
Baudelaire Seuss,
Gianna Palmer,
Tracy Samuelson,
John Delore.
This episode was mixed by
Luce Fleming.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
And I'm Dylan Thuris, wishing you all the wonder in the world. I will see you soon.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, I'm Lale Arakoglu, host of Women Who Travel. Women Who Travel is a transported podcast for anyone curious about the world. We talk to adventurers and athletes.
I've raced the God's Own Adventure Race, which is on the South Island and goes through the mountains down in the Southern Alps on New Zealand. That was 8 days spent out in the wilderness.
And chefs.
Iranian food is home, it's family, it's love.
And we share dispatches from our listeners.
Ireland is full of these, I will call them ghosts of the past.
From stampeding elephants to training sled dogs. We hear it all.
The dogs will curl right up with you, and it can be kind of cozy waiting things out.
New episodes of Women Who Travel publish every Thursday. Join us wherever you listen.